Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
you all. Welcome to the Eagles of Flight Hour. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, related to Prophet Lady Sleep Free, and we thank God for the time that we have together tonight on the line. Amen. We thank God for everyone out there on the line, as well as thank God for the studio. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one that we tuned in tonight. We're definitely going to have a good time in the Lord. Right now I have Brother Aaron along with me tonight. Brother Aaron, can you introduce yourself and just tell people of God who you are and where you're from?
Yes, sure thing. My name is Aaron. Aaron Shackelford. I'm from Douglasville, Georgia, just west of Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to thank everybody for allowing me to be here today. Thank you to Apostle Marcus Dupree and all the brothers and sisters of Eagle's Wings Ministry. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. He's one of the newest members too of Eagle's Wings, and he definitely is a brother in the Lord as well. And so before we get started, let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, Lord. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for your purpose, your plan, your power, Lord God, that is in the atmosphere of Jesus. And we thank you right now as you lead us. God, it's in all truth. We thank you, Lord God, for your truth, your word. And we thank you even as tonight, Lord God, as we come before your presence, Lord God. Thank you for us receiving that which you have for us. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you as we come in the spirit of expectation tonight. We thank you, even as we expect that we shall receive in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for wisdom in this hour, Lord God, even as you continue to pour out to us, as you pour into us, to say thank you for your wisdom and your infinite understanding in Jesus' name. So, Father, we declare and decree now that your word is true and your word is good. And then thank you, Lord God, that you've caused me to be like who we are. And then we should go forth and do that which you said in Jesus' name. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. We pray, Jesus, increase that we decrease now. Jesus, increase that we decrease now. And Jesus, increase that we decrease now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank the Lord for the opportunity tonight. And as you, we hear Brother Aaron and with myself, we want to talk tonight. I was thinking earlier about a picture of a man of valor. What is a man of valor? And I'm going to go to some scriptures in the Bible where it talks about men of valor. And we're going to touch on those points. Amen. We're going to go to Judges chapter 6, verse 12. There's one area where it talks about man of valor. I'm going to kind of touch on that a little bit. Verse says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Now, the NLT version says, "The angel of the Lord appeared to him, and said, Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." There's a song I remember. It's an old song. Everybody want a hero. Somebody's looking for a hero, you know. When we think of a hero, we think of someone who is someone who's strong, courageous, bold, who is not afraid to step up to the fight and not afraid to be the one to make the difference in any matter, the one who will stand for justice, stand for what is right. And so that is just in the simplest form, but, of course, there's a deeper look at it as well. But as we look at Judges chapter 6, verse 12 again, "The angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Now, what I want to do is make some points tonight about a man of valor. Not only draw a picture out of what, state scripture what it says, but also see some points that make up the man of valor, so we can see firsthand so we can see firsthand what is actually, what that picture looks like and what is being said, what's the equivalent to the man of valor. And then we also can look at what's also be said to, you know, tonight as we look a little deeper in today's language and see what that man of valor would look like, or does it still hold the same value there? So we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to take a good, clear picture of the man of valor. And so here, let's begin to look at a mighty man of valor. Amen. And anyone who'd like to call in or have questions, comments, you can definitely, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. Let me see. Let's make sure everyone can hear me. Can you hear me pretty good, Brother Aaron?
I can. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right. Okay, good. Okay, so...
You have time to press 1.
How?
You have time to press 1, because that's the only way I'm going to see who calls and ask a question.
Is it press 1?
Yes. They're going to call in. Ooh. After they call in, tell them to press 1.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, and... And so I also want to remind you all, not only to who call in, the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, and press 1 to get in the Q box where you can ask questions or even, you know, or make comments or questions right now, or even ask some prayer. Amen. So as we talk about the man of valor, this is a very distinct picture we're looking at, one thing that is pointed out here, we go back to that verse again, Judges 6 and 12, and it reads, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. One thing we can point here, amen, one thing that we can point here at this verse, we can see that, we can see here that one of the first thing characteristics we can see of a man of valor is the Lord is with him.
Amen.
The Lord truly is with that person. And I can definitely identify the Lord being with that person because for him, who they represent. Now, let's look at the definition first before we get into that part. We will come right back there. Let's look at the definition. Okay, now, in today's Webster, spelling for valor is a little different. According to the Bible here, it says V-A-L-O-U-R, it means chiefly British variant of valor. Okay, but it points to the change of the English form of it is V-A-L-O-R. So when we look at that, if we look at the V-A-L-O-R, now here's our definition that we have of that word valor. That word valor means courage or bravery. It means strength of mind or spirit that enables a person to encounter danger with firmness, personal bravery. So, an example they give is the absence of indecision, even in the face of death, is the true mark of valor. But anyway, it means bravery, courage or bravery, strength of mind or spirit that enables a person to encounter danger with firmness, personal bravery. So that says a lot about who a man of valor is. Now, if we look at the biblical terms here, here's Judges chapter 6 and verse 12. One thing it says that, of course, the Lord is with him. So, Brother Aaron, would you give me your thought on that what she shared so far?
So far, what she's definitely saying is, even when situations is going on, you may look all around you, and it looks like a whole storm of activity going on around you. Even though your flesh may be full of fear, but your spirit and your mind is at peace to go on, even in the face of fear, to not be afraid, but to go on and be courageous, being courageous and strong, strength of mind and heart.
Amen. That's true. Definitely strength of mind and heart, and in this part, that's very good point. So so when we understand that point, let me go back to the definition again. It says courage, bravery. Then it goes on strength of mind or spirit that enables a person to encounter danger with firmness, personal bravery. You know, I remember I was looking at the A-Team. You remember V.A. Baraka was the A-Team, you know, back in the days? I was looking at that a few months back, and I remember something that was one of the first episodes, I think one of the first few episodes of that series. And it was a young lady who was actually with them, and they were captured. And that was her first time on the mission with them, but they all got captured. And she said she's scared. She's scared to die. And B.A. said that, you know, he said, you can't basically let this fear run you. You have to use that fear to fuel that, it helps you to basically, once you shed your fear of death, you won't fear it. It won't, you know, definitely that fear won't overtake you. When you learn to, you turn that fear into fuel, now you can work against the enemy. And so a man of valor, not saying that he won't get, the fear won't come, but he turns this fear into fuel and uses it to build momentum against his opposition, whatever he's faced with. That's one thing with a man of valor. He won't give up. He won't quit. When he really catches on to who he is, he will not give up. He will not quit. For a woman out there who's waiting for a man, of valor, was waiting for a man of God, but then, like I said, most of them were waiting for a man of valor. You know, that's going to be a man that's going to be like your knight in shining armor. Not saying he won't get nervous or probably won't get scared, but, you know, because it's going to try to come to him. But the key to it is that he will not let that overcome him, overshadow him, and stop him from being or becoming who he needs to be as a man of valor. You know, though the challenge may come, but that's not the end of his story. You know, so when you think about a man of valor, he's definitely someone who's strong, who has courage. The definition also says strength of mind or spirit that enables a person to encounter danger. Okay, let me do that strength of mind to where you're not easily going to break him down. He may be down, or he may go through some things, but you're not going to catch him out. He's not going to let this thing knock him so much to where he stopped lifting. I remember I had a business some years ago. I had a barbering business, and things didn't go right. I had it for almost 3 years, and things didn't go right to where we ended up spending more money than we could bring in. And long story short, we ended up closing the shop. For me to say this while we were here, if anyone has any questions or comments or prayer requests, the number is 347-945-5416, 347-945-16. The number, when you call it, press the number 1, and you get into the question box. Amen. But, yeah, so as we see this, you know, it also means strength of mind. You know, so when I went through that situation, I was hurt, I was disappointed, I felt all kinds of different ways, but the thing that I did not do is go into depression about it, because I realized, first of all, I still have a family that's depending on me to go forth and do what I had to do and to take care of the family. But But then at the same time, too, I had to deal with the other personal side of it because it was disappointing that things didn't work out the way it worked out. But in the midst of it all, I learned how to be, I guess you say, a man of valor in a sense, because I, even though I went through the changes, but I didn't let it stay or I didn't let it overcome me. And this is what as a lot of men today have to realize. We're all going to go through some changes as men of God, men of valor. But the thing is, what determines us winning is how we handle it. Because if we don't handle our situation and even fear when it comes, it can overtake us and steal our heart. You know, so that's why it's very important that we do understand. And when I had to brush myself off in that situation, I fell down. I wanted to stay down, but I couldn't stay down because I had a family depending on me to do my part. So I had to get back, get up, and get in the game. I almost had to kind of feel sorry later, but, you know, I was able to maintain and go forth and was able to deal with it. But sometimes, you know, we just need to just address and deal with situations as it is. Do you have any take on that, brother?
Well, yeah, just basically keeping the strength of heart, even when you, when things may happen and you may look defeated. And I was just looking up, cast down but not destroyed. You know, being that you may have got me down this time, but as long as I have breath in my body, you gonna see me again, you know. I'm not gonna quit. Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's a good way of saying it. That's not the end of my story, you know. I may not have accomplished what I wanted to do today, but that's not the end of my story. I'm not gonna go into a corner and shut down and do nothing with my life because, you know, I was disappointed. I thought I was gonna do better than I did, and you know, it didn't quite work out the same. But like you said, it's very important for us to understand, you know, disappointments can come. It's going to come. But how we deal with these disappointments and how we deal with these different situations as it happens makes a big difference. It really does. Because it causes us to dig deeper. You know, sometimes we may not know that we're a man of valor until we face with situations that's going to cause us to dig deeper and cause us that line to come out of you, you know. Amen. So, amen. Amen. So, as we see that, amen, another part of the definition is courage and bravery, or bravery. You know, being brave about something, you know, you actually going forth and, you know, make moves. You know, it's not like you're not having a thought how, you know, it might not work or whatever, but you press yourself forward anyhow. And when you do that, you show bravery. People can trust that, you know, the bravery you have inside of you. Bravery is the quality that allows someone to do things that are dangerous or frightening. The quality or state of being brave. See, the quality of the state of being brave also means courage. To find clothes, to show you a display. See, bravery, it can cause you to begin to go to a shell. The lack of bravery, you know. So when someone is faced with opposition and something hits them hard enough to where they don't realize that they're a man of valor, you know, we kind of pumped up and realize who we are. If we don't realize it, this thing can consume us.
Amen.
Every situation we're facing, it can consume us so much because we have to remember who we are made out of, you know?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You have anything else?
Basically, you know, one thing that what you just said is something that I've seen so far. That when people was consumed by fear, I've seen times where when things was happening and, you know, the fight was on and we are being outnumbered. I've seen where guys, you know, if things is going good, oh man, they're in the fight. You know, they're brave and they, you know, they got it going on then. But when things is overwhelming, I've actually seen men freeze up to the point to where they're like, oh, you know, they were basically sitting ducks. They were too afraid to move. They stood there. They could have been shot. Anything could have happened. You know, so when you allow fear to overtake you that way, so many times you would definitely lose. You know, you have to be courageous to keep on moving, because like what you were saying earlier, throwing punches ain't just for the wicked. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the righteous have to hit back. You know, not condoning violence or nothing like that. Like, you know, but at the same time, you know, you got to know how to fight back in the spirit. Got to throw those spiritual punches. Amen.
Definitely so. You know, man of valor is not going to just sit there and just get walked over. You know, I mean, you know, there's some things that we have to go through. I do understand that. There's some things that we have to go through that's going to be humbling. It's going to be some humbling moments. I do understand that. But at the same time, we ought to be able to display this bravery that we're talking about. Because it really shows a lot. Like you mentioned about, I think it was Elisha who was, faced with a situation where with his servant, and what happened when they were facing, it was surrounded by a lot of chariots and things, you know, chariots and stuff. And what happened was, his servant says, you know, master, he said, teacher, you know, basically, we're surrounded. You know, and then, you know, he said, no, no, it's more of us than it is them. And he's like, what, you know, basically, what are you talking about? You know, there's no way. He's looking at the situation, and it's like, there's no way you can see that. Where do you get that from? So I'm going to find that verse, but he basically told him, no, he says more of us than is them. And this is why we have to keep in mind when we go through the trials and tribulations, we have to remember who's on our side, whose side that we're on. It's very important for us to realize that the Lord is on our side, or we are with him, and he's going to cause some things to happen, but we have to remember who's in charge.
Amen.
We got to remember who's in charge. And if we don't remember who's in charge, we will be overtaken by things that technically we have the authority over. We're going to find ourselves relinquishing authority. And that's not healthy. Amen. That's not healthy.
Amen.
Amen. It also means to the quality that allows someone, so talking about bravery, allows someone to do things that are dangerous or frightening. The quality or state of being brave. So when we see being brave, what is, you know, really consistent of and how it's going to work, that's why we have to remember who we are, where we stand, and what was done for us to walk in this power. You know, it definitely helps us to be able to understand where we come from, where we're going. Amen. That number calling, if anyone who desires to call, ask a question or prayer, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get into the Q box and ask your questions. Amen. All right. So we see how that situation got pretty ugly pretty quick. And so that's why we have to remember who's on our side. Because sometimes it's not going to be in the convenience of something that we want to be. So as we're going forth, we're encouraged just because of what God is about to do. He's doing some things right now. So I just want to definitely encourage you all, I mean, especially men who are on the line who's listening tonight. We're talking about, being brave, being courageous, being, you know, who God calls you, He's called you to be a man of valor. A man of valor is all those things, you know, and those different characteristics. It means to hear. Okay, I'm sorry. Which verse is that? That was 2 Chronicles, chapter 17, and it says, "And of Benjamin, Yada, the mighty man of valor, and with him armed men with bow and shield, 200,000. So here it is. Not only is he brave, but he also is resourceful. He's also the one who will use what he got to get what he want. You know, he was trying to use that thing and whatever it is to his advantage. He's very resourceful. He's one that will seek after. He wants to know. That's what a man of valor is. He only just surfacely looking at stuff. But he's one definitely that he goes for. He tries to understand what it is that he's doing. And sometimes we fall short of it because we allow ourselves to get, you know, caught up in different things. But at the same time, we have to really question and really wonder who's in charge and amen and how things are done. When we love, we ought to love unconditionally.
Amen. Yeah,
we should love unconditionally. So, but when it comes down to protecting that which is ours, the family or whatever, you know, those are some serious markings because it is really a thing of for real that you got to really deal with certain situations when it comes down to, for family or some people who's close to family. They're going to do some things, all kinds of stuff, because their mind may not be looking at what you've seen or just doing the right thing. But we, as men of valor, God is watching how we respond.
Yes.
He's watching how we handle what's been put before us. Amen. And so sometimes we can get those tests like that to where it's not the test of did you go through something, but if the question is how did you handle what you just went through? What was the aftermath after the word came? Did we sit there and soak on it, or did we make some things happen? Amen. Make some
Amen.
Amen. So once again, you go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most of the stuff that I'm saying tonight is basically, you know, things that I've been through in my life, dealing with the type of stuff that I've been through. When I was doing security, one of the things that we used to do anytime a fight or a brawl or any kind of situation break out, once we survived it, what I would always do is I would sit and think about everything that happened, how it happened, why it happened, the way it happened, and then I would go back and I would ask myself questions like, what could I have did that made that situation get handled more proficiently? What can I do to shorten the span of that situation? What can I did to have made the situation better? And each time I did that, it set me up for the next time a situation occurred. It's like I was building up on my arsenal, on my mental arsenal, it taught me in a way that whenever I taught security or whenever I would teach my children martial arts, before I would really get into the physical part of martial arts, I want to first teach you the mental martial arts, because that's so much more important. Amen.
Amen. That's very important. You know, we definitely have to be mindful of how we handle some new stuff and how we operate our authority too, as a man of valor. Because we have the potential to hurt people. We do.
Amen. That's right.
You know, you ever think of a man that emotionally has been consumed by something and he's literally saying goodbye to that box and he's off the chain. And what happens is like a freight train running loose. He's about to knock something out. Why? Because, you know, when you're talking about being, being an example of being who God's called you to be, it's going to be uncomfortable because you're going to do some stuff that you probably didn't, you know, expect on doing. I mean, there's nothing illegal, but we're talking about just doing things in general, making a stand when it's a lot easier to run. I mean, just anyway, it takes nothing to run away from a challenge.
That's
but
right.
It takes a whole lot more to stand up and face it. And that's what, that's another part of being a man of valor is about. You know, he's one that will stand up to the challenge. He's not going to quit easily.
That's
it's very easy and convenient to quit, but how many are going to stand still and do what's right? And that's why that's a very important part there. They're going to be brave. They're going to stand up and do what they're supposed to do. And some men, when we look at it, some men of different cultures, that man, and this is funny how Christ said it. He said, like, when a man should, he should love his wife the same way Christ loved the church. So much so that he even died for her.
That's right. Yes.
That is major. A lot of men don't want to talk with that part. Them dying for their wife. They change the subject on you quick. They ask about the weather. Last night's game. See, because when you're talking about really loving as a man of valor, loving the way you're supposed to love, it goes beyond the surface.
That's right.
For real. When you had a man of valor back in those times, they were those were noble men who were dependable, consistent, and these are some things that we deal with today. Being consistent, stepping up to the plate and responding to phone calls or whatever. Because sometimes, you know, we don't want to hear certain people, build, we don't want to hear certain kind of stuff to call. And so you know, we know it might be something with someone trying to sell something or whatever, this and that. But whatever the case is, finding out, you know, what it is and how to deal with this thing. And even not, instead of running away from it, well, sometimes you have to run to it, you know. And that's why I think it's very awesome how God has made, he made us in his image. Now think about it. Is God a coward? Does God run away from opposition?
Mm.
You know, when we think about a man of valor, he should be a man of God, a strong man of God. His mind and his heart should be settled in the things of God. You know, it's very important when I think about that. You know, that is kind of very humbling. When we talk about being a man of valor, that means we're saying that we're a man of God who will stick to the end. You know, so, amen, amen.
Amen.
All right, anyone need to call in the number 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. Excuse me.
Amen. Amen. Apostle, one thing I do want to say is you had brought up a point, you know, about, you know, being in the fight. You know, a man of valor is not going to run from the fight, but he's going to run to the fight. And you know, in the fight world, there's a saying, you can tell the caliber of man that's in front of you by how we take that first hit. So
true.
If you hit him and his head leaned over and he start, oh, you know, you got him. You know, his caliber of man wasn't quite there. You know, but
right.
If you give that man your best shot. And his eyes get all wide, and he's like, "Woo! Okay, you done woke up a sleeping giant." So, you know, if that type of man is in front of you, how you gonna feel when you know the enemy is the same way? Amen. The enemy is the same way. So when the enemy throws whatever everything that he can at you, and you get wide eyed and woo, and you get excited and you ready for the fight. Amen.
Right. Yes. Yes. And you know, and I think I mentioned this before, but that's where you see where the old saying: if you get to go to lock, you lock them in jail. You try to find the biggest person to slap them.
Amen. Amen.
You find the biggest and baddest looking person in jail. You go slap them. Wow. Now you might get beat down. You might get thrown in a cage, but I tell you one thing, they'll have a little respect for you when you come out.
Okay.
Oh, God. But, yes, Because see, that's why being a man of valor, when it comes to trials and tribulations, you know, we have to be willing to punish disobedience, you know, with the obedience of Christ. We have to be able to punish those negative thoughts when it comes. That's why we cast them aside, we break them, and we send them away, whatever case may be, because we got to realize we're not just as men of God, men of valor. We have to also make a statement.
I mean, you know, it's a statement that needs to be made that, you know, that many need to know. When it comes down to being strong like that, we should be able to really accept, you know, people should know by the way we speak, the way we act, the way we see, the way we move. You know, it's very important for us to understand how we handle ourselves as men of valor. We tell a lot from a husband and wife. It tells her about her future husband or currently husband, because she will see, like you said, she will see how you take a fight. If he, your mother or someone talked to him and they buckle under the sound of her voice and, you know, every time I look around, he's throwing his shoulder like he's scared, he's about to get hit. All this stuff is going on, that's when you know she took his heart. And sometimes the enemy do this because he knows how you feel about certain things. For an example, before we go on, he may know you like to work in the spirit of excellence. So why give you the spirit of excellence? Let me try to make some things more complicated for you and I give it to you. So sometimes we can face some different oppositions like that, where we're being tried and we're being tested. And God is saying it's up to you to step up to the plate, speak what you need to say, and let your yes be yes and your no be no. Amen. And that takes us to the next point. A man of valor is not indecisive. We gotta remember, we let our yes be yes and our no be no. Be consistent with whatever the case may be.
Yes.
You know, we have to be men of standard, a good, strong standard when we're talking about being a man of valor. Amen. Amen. You have anything?
You're doing well. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Like what you were saying about letting your yes be yes and your no be no. Even when you may be threatened, you know, and that's something that I've always tried to do is to stand for what's right. If I felt in my heart that it was right, and if I saw something according to the Bible, one thing I'm not going to do is I guess I'll never be politically correct when it comes to things like homosexuality and stuff like that. Not that I'm putting judgment on nobody. I don't do the judging. The word is the judge. You know, we have to fix our lives according to the word. But one thing I'm not going to do is if someone come before me threatening my freedom in my life, saying it's all right to be gay. No, I'm not going to say it. I can't do it. When you think about Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, you know, when they was being cast, well, before they was being cast into the fiery furnace, those, me personally, I consider them as men of valor, because even though they was threatened, their lives were being threatened by thrown into the fiery furnace. They said, "No, we will not bow down to this God. The God, if you can throw us in this fire, if God don't do it, we know that He can. He's able." And how God showed up. Amen.
Amen. And see, that's the thing we gotta remember: being a man of valor. Being a man of valor, like I said, the very first point. Knowing that the Lord is with us. It's very important for us to know that, because that also gives our background, but it also gives the people who we're working with comfort too, that they're not alone, that we've been through, been there, done that, and we're also going to help them through this.
Yeah.
And that's the bad thing about it. We get stuck at times where we can't come forward with a thing. That's when we need to speak up and get help.
Amen.
Because
it's not always popular. It's not
You're right. Absolutely. Because, you know, people can say what they want to say, but it's not normal for, you know, it's not popular, like I said, to go to a job and, you know, just when you think one thing is one way, all of a sudden you find out there's another way, your job at the end, and all kinds of stuff happens, but opposition is going to come. But, you know, I remember my wife said something to me years ago. She said, no matter what we go through, as long as I see you all right, I'll be all right.
Amen. Amen.
Shoot. When she said that, I was thinking, okay, well, how bad could it be? Well, like I said, I remember one night that she said that I was going through something. It was very, you know, it was very tense situation we were going through. And I was listening, and I was just thinking to myself on my bed, on the side of the bed. I just sat down. We just came in because we went to this grocery store to grab a bite to eat, some stuff to cook. But the car wouldn't start. It was hot. The car wouldn't start. And I heard my wife's sister. She said, Lord, have mercy. The car cranked up. I thought, oh, shoot. Thank you, Jesus. So we got home. And, you know, after going through all that warfare and the heat, and just felt exhausted, but at the same time, it was just a ton of bricks that was on me. And I sat down. And I said a few things, and next thing you know, I found myself breaking. I started to cry a little bit, and I pulled her close to me, and I just put my head in her chest and just cried a little bit. And that was it wasn't a boo hoo crying, but she knew me well enough to know. Matter of fact, I think I wasn't like boo hoo like that, but it was enough to where I started to release the cry. And I looked up, and she was crying with tears really long with me, too. Now, and I know people say it's not good for a man to cry, but my thought has always been, depends on what that man's crying for.
Amen. Amen.
If you take my lunch, you take my lunch, and I sit there and cry like that, Houston, we have a problem.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what, Apostle? Actually, me personally, I believe that one thing about real men, I believe real men do cry. Cause I've been one. I've had tears coming out of my eyes, my nose, my mouth. I just let it all go. But you know, it's something about what you were saying about how your wife, when she said, "As long as you're all right, I'm all right," and that's God. It was one of the things that I used to tell the guys that worked under me doing security is that, you know, we as the men of our house, we are the pillars of our house. God needs to be our foundation, but we are the pillars of our house. And the reason I say we're the pillars because, see, nobody really sees the foundation. You know, you just know he's there.
Right.
Amen. But as far as the pillar of the house, that's that post that's standing up, holding up the wall, you know, you can see that pillar. And when you're in the house and turmoil is going on outside, and as long as you see the pillar is standing strong, you know the house is standing, is going to be strong and firm.
Yes. Yes.
But when you start to see that pillar start to break, now the whole house goes in disarray. And I've always tried to be that pillar, even though sometimes I may go to myself and I may cry a little, or I may even cry in front of the people that's in my house. But when I'm done crying, they're gonna see me stand up strong and tall again. So knowing that this pillar is still strong.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And that's something very awesome. That's awesome you said about the pillar, because we reminded of Samson. Samson being the strongest man. And what happened with Samson, I really do believe Samson died before his time. He had a lot more work to be done. The thing is, and he was strong and everything, but Samson was disobedient in a lot of different ways, too. He pushed the envelope. He pushed the envelope. Some things he tried to do, he didn't have to do, but his ego caused him to edge God out a lot of different things. Even though he had physical strength, but he wasn't wise. He was cocky, But when he played around with Delilah, and see, this is the thing, when you're strong and you stop playing with things that make you weak.
Yes.
And not necessarily, not only just weak physically, but also mentally.
Yes.
And playing with Delilah began to break him down more than one way, so that even when she told him, she said, the men are behind the seat, and they got up and tried to get him, and he beat them, but he went back there again.
Yes.
Thinking to myself, really? I mean, that showed to me, showed enough about her and what size she wants. See, that she's not the one that say, I'm going to be with you. She's trying to get you.
Yes.
But she's trying to get paid. Trying to get her penthouse paid off or whatever the case may be. But here it is that when Samson was, playing around with that situation, after the warning came a fall. Because of that, when he finally revealed his secret and his hair was cut, put on his eyes. See, the thing is about it, I noticed the enemy would try and do with a man, especially a man of valor, he tried to break his strength.
Yes.
And then he tried to kill his vision.
Yes.
So he can't see anymore. See, without sight, you can't see anymore. You have no sight, no insight, nowhere to go, no where you're going, or even the vision.
Yes.
See, it's hard for you. Once you break a man down, you take his vision. That which he used to live by, he forsake it. Because once you take his heart, you take his strength. When you take a man's heart, you take his strength. You take his next thing you take his strength, and you take his sight. Now he can't see what he used to see anymore because you took that from him.
Yes.
And his vision, he stopped believing it. He stopped believing it about tomorrow. His hope is gone.
Yes.
And so Samson found himself in the dungeon,
shredding
at the lowest point in his life that he's ever been. Once again, he lost his strength. He lost his eye, his sight. He lost his vision.
Mm-hmm. And he lost his will.
That was the thing too, because it broke him down.
Yes.
Like I said, his will was broken. Yeah, and you're right. When he was strong-willed, now he's broken. And that's kind of automatic to take place after those points of loss. And so, but when you realize now that he was saying he was a child to lead him, so he had to come down, humble himself as a child. That's why Samson was full of pride.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of pride because it took a child to kind of help lead him in the very end. He had to humble himself and ask that child to lead him, to give him direction, because he lost his way. It takes that childlike faith to get back in place with God once you take a hard fall. And so in order for him to do the last thing he had to do, he finally was able to go. Look where he went. He found the pillars in the house. See, the things that broke him down, that took his took his took his strength, took his sight, took his vision, and broke his will as a pillar, he now was able to go for the same thing again with them. He found the two pillars in the house that held up the people. And he asked the Lord to renew his strength one more time. One more time. He found it deep inside to get his strength back one more time.
Yeah.
To take his last feet. And when he finally found his strength between those two pillars and he knocked it down, he killed more men at his end than he did when he was on the field with his side.
That's right.
But, you know, the thing is about it is, if he had stayed focused, it wouldn't have to be like that.
Amen.
So he wasn't quite a man of valor. But he did go out valiantly in the very end. But as I see that story, I think about us, how we have to do. We have a lot of things that can come in today in this world, this time of day, that if we're not strong as men of valor, we can allow it to break us down. You know, break us down in our strength, take out our sight, so we don't know if we're coming to go, we don't know which way to go.
Yeah.
In the vision, if we're not careful, things that happen that cause us to lose our vision. When a man loses vision, it's hard, it's very frustrating for that man to function.
Amen.
It's hard for him to very function, it's very frustrating. He just don't know what to do. He becomes violent.
Yes.
Because he can't see. When you have vision, notice this here. When a man has vision, he knows how to express himself.
That's right.
When you take away his expression, that leads to frustration.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
My Lord, I felt the Holy Ghost on that one.
Mm.
Yeah. He loses his way of expression. Now he becomes violent. Because he just don't know how to act. So now his will, the next thing happens is his will. His will to even live goes because now he lost his purpose. He don't understand why he's there. So after he loses his purpose, that's when he's thinking about the gun to his head or something crazy. Because why? I don't know why I'm here. His will to live is gone. So that's why when you say that, it really spoke volume, because as a pillar in the house, if you lose your purpose, there goes your life.
That's right.
So, amen, right. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Amen, go ahead. Amen.
Yeah, basically, everything that you were saying is so true. Because, you know, Once a person, you know, when you have vision, you know how to maneuver.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
true.
You know, you can see some things even before it happens. That's why it's always good to mm-hmm. keep God first. You know, you don't know how many times I'm about to get into a situation, and God told me things before it happened. That way, I was able to get around it. I was able to, you know, work things out before it even got to that point, to where it wouldn't even go down the way that it would go.
Right.
That's why the Bible says, you know, that we as the children of God, we have to be as wise as a serpent, you know, and as harmless as a dove. You know, the serpent is cunning. He's wise, and he's always looking after your destruction, looking to destroy it, you know. So when we know that the enemy is, you know, and that's funny, you know, because being in the security field and going different places, so many times I actually felt like David in Psalm, where I come into a place and my enemies encamped all around me, you know. But I thank God that they couldn't touch me. that even though I was in there, I never was afraid. I always, you know, one thing about a man of valor is that going into a situation, he's always going in humble.
Yeah.
You know,
amen.
He's always going in humble. Number one reason he's going in humble is because he want to give all the respect that he can, because he's hoping that nothing that nothing bad will happen.
Right.
But he's always ready for it too. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so once we always praying that things go well. You know, even when I was working, I would pray every night. Even there, I said, Lord, if the enemy should raise up his ugly head, Lord, give me the wisdom and the strength and courage to put him back where he belongs, Lord. You know, send us your angels to encamp around us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't ever want to hurt nobody. You know,
right.
I'm not the one that's coming to start problems. I'm the one to solve the problems. I want to solve
right.
it peacefully. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's why it's very important to understand the man of valor. He knows his strength.
Yeah.
That's why, as a man, that's not a man of valor who would ever hit a woman.
Amen.
That's what we call a chump.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But amen. So he's not a man of valor because he understands. Because see, we, as men, we were built to be strong.
Yes.
Even if our stature didn't look strong, we are stronger than what we look like.
Yes.
And, you know, so that's why for us to be on or hit on a woman, that's not a man of valor. Because
you don't
understand, you don't respect God. You don't respect, first of all, God, because that woman still made in God's image as well as he is meant. So we have to learn how to respect that and understand how their purpose in our life, not to abuse. But see, when that goes to show you, when someone doesn't understand the purpose of someone or a thing in their life, they misuse or abuse. And that's why we have to understand, you know, we have to just really make sure that we respect each other enough to know that there's purpose each other in our lives for each other. It's always to help, to better us, not to make things bad, not to make it worse. So, amen. So I thank God for this time tonight. There's so much we can talk about when it comes down to a man of valor, but it's just a lot to even look at. So, but we probably hopefully get to come back on next week if we hope for and pray for we can. Just to go back into it again, being a man of valor, it takes time too. You know, it takes time with God to make that man to be a man of valor. It's not an easy, simple process, but it takes time. You know, it takes time to work out, work through. But we'll get more into that on our next time in, next week. And in the meantime, just look at the picture of a man of valor tonight. We found a few good points on this week. Do a quick recap. We one of the first things he found that God is with him. God is with him. He is strong. He is one that he has strong. He's strong. He has he's strong. He has sight.
Yes.
Vision. And after vision, he has a will. He has a will to succeed, a will to go forward.
Yes.
And then he also has a purpose.
Yes.
And so that those are some key things about a man of valor that we always have to keep in mind. And even that's something that we all can make sure that we check on ourselves, make sure that we do these things are lined up right. So, amen.
Yeah.
If anyone who, we thank God for each and everyone tonight. So, for what we was able to share. And once again, before we close on out, we better close out. The number is 347-945-5416. Press once again the Q box if you have any final question, anything. We just want to put that out there right quick. But as we do that, I just want to make this offer to each and every one. If there's anyone who does not know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, we want to offer you a chance to come and give your life to the Lord. And also give you rededication, life rededicate your life to the Lord as well. repeat after me, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, I thank you. I admit I'm a sinner. Forgive me for my ways. I ask you to forgive me and help me to turn to do right. I believe Jesus died on the cross and rose on the third day to save me. I give my life to you, Lord. I surrender all. Come into my heart, and I believe and I receive your Son and your Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And also for the rededication, Father, I thank you. For God, I come into alignment to your Word. I ask you to forgive me for my sins, for me going astray. Thank you for making me strong. Thank you for helping me come back into alignment with you, your Word, your purpose, and your plan. So, Father, forgive me. I thank you for restoration upon my life now. In Jesus' name, amen. So, amen. So, once again, Brother Aaron, thank you for being with us on this tonight. And prayerfully, everything goes right. We get to come back on tomorrow, next Sunday night. Amen. And continue talking about the meaning of man of valor. And maybe we can also have a brother also join us too as well. But at the same time, we're going to have a great time with this. And I think it's going to be very refreshing for us to see and understand, you know, even there's different ways and different things that we need to brush up on, tighten up on. And it's okay. I mean, it's just a process. And we're still working at it. And just being a man of valor, being that picture of man, being that picture that God wants us to be as a man of God, a man of valor. So we thank God for you for joining us. And thank you for being on. You were awesome guest tonight. And thank God for everyone here, even at the station. God bless you all. And thank you for making this name possible. And we appreciate it. We love each and every one. Father, we thank you right now for your word, for your protection for each and every one. Cover, protect, lead, guide, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the body spirit of backlash and your retaliation spirit, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for covering each and every one in the blood of Jesus. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And also, too, if anyone desires to sow seed, we have PayPal. Go to the PayPal address, eagleswingsim@yahoo.com, and you're welcome to sow seed there, eagleswingsim@yahoo.com for PayPal, for those who sell for PayPal. And if you will mail it, P.O. Box 2185, Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936, P.O. Box 2185, Ridgeland, South Carolina, 29936. Thank you for your time. God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen.
Good night. Amen.
Good night, brother. God bless you.